And this is The Blend here on WDIY. Good afternoon, Seamus McGrogan. I'm stopping into the studio to continue WDIY's Music Fest features. We're welcoming bands and artists in all week long through the 10-day period in order to preview all the great music that's going on in North and South Bethlehem. And today we have a guest in the studio. American Trappist is a band out of Philadelphia, and we have the man behind the band, Joe Michelini. Hi, Joe.
Hey.
So Joe will be playing as American Trappist, just a solo set, as he's stopping in Bethlehem tonight at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots at 9 p.m. And for those that don't know, that is in the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas in the Arts Quest Center on the south side. Joe, I want to ask you a little bit about American Trappist and your music, but let's hear some music to start. What do you want to play?
I'm going to play Other Reasons, a song off our new record. So much for certainty from here on out for me. Open like I've never been before. Moving softer than so as I've ever been. My body hanging like an old screen door. I didn't ask for this. Hey, what's the point of it? Now it seems everything is just beyond my reach. Ain't it funny how I feel so unworthy now? Oh, the desire that a dream can teach. So much anxiety, I don't know what to think. Always somewhere I've never been before. I feel it happening, I don't know what I am. My heart, it sinks to the ocean floor. Then later at the show, somehow I let you know. It wasn't anything but everything right now. And in the dark I wept, our little secret kept from everybody in the fringe arts crowd. Oh. I cannot reconcile. Nothing forever weighing heavy on my mind. So much eternity, fear and uncertainty. Wish I could get behind the wheel sometimes. Oh, this recurring dream, no matter what it means. Even though at times it seems there's only one way out, my heart it breaks in two when I am touching you. And I'm gonna stay alive somehow.
Joe Michelini from American Trappist is live in the studio, and Joe will be playing tonight at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots at 9 p.m. as part of Music Fest. Is this the first time that you're coming to Music Fest?
It is. Yeah, it's my first time.
Okay. We should mention where you're from. You're from right outside of Philadelphia, correct?
Yeah, so I grew up down the shore in New Jersey. Now my wife and I live in Camden County.
Okay.
Right outside Philly.
Something cool to mention, too, what you're doing out there in Camden County is a recording studio that's also an animation studio. So tell me a little bit about that.
So my wife is an animator. She does clay animation, mostly music videos, some documentary stuff, and I got into recording. I was in a band for years and years before this band, and then got into recording bands and producing bands, songwriters specifically, and we were working on our individual studios, and at some point just decided that it would make the most sense for us to join forces and make the bands that we were working with aware of each other's services.
That's pretty cool. And you're running the recording end of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of bands do you work with? Do you record a lot?
Yeah, so we record a lot of different Philadelphia bands and songwriters. I would say that we do a lot of bands, but I'd like to specialize in, or maybe we specialize in right now, working with songwriters who need arrangements or, extra production. So a lot of times we'll have people come in and they have a batch of songs that are almost finished and not arranged, or finished and not arranged, and we'll help them find the musicians and make production suggestions that, you know, hopefully get them closer to where they want to be, what they're hearing in their head anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Berlin Studios, we want to mention the name. That's going on right now outside of Philadelphia where you're doing that. And I want to ask about your setup today. So you have this band, American Trappist, and sometimes you're just performing solo like you are today. Other times you bring in musicians. What is the dynamic there? What is it? What is the thought behind American Trappist?
Well, it's a little less artistic than it might sound. The American Trappist is in some ways an experiment. You know, I was in a band for 8 years, and it was tough, you know, financially and logistically and all kinds of stuff. And we had a good time in a lot of ways, but walking away from that, it was just kind of sad the amount of work that I saw those band members put in and that I had put into the band, and that we walked away feeling like we still couldn't, you know, pay our electric bill or something like that. And so when I started American Trappist, I thought that maybe I could write and suggest a business model that would allow band members to get paid for every show, not because they were requesting it, but because I think it's the right thing to do, and I think that we're going to need these sort of business models to rebuild the new music industry. And so basically, they have requested that I come and play acoustic for this show, but I basically only ask the band to come when I can pay them.
Well, that's pretty admirable. American Trappist is performing tonight at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots at 9 o'clock. And in case you didn't know, Joe, that's inside a movie theater.
I didn't. That's very cool.
And the sound is really amazing there. So
awesome.
Anybody listening out there that wants to come and check out American Trappist playing at 9 o'clock tonight, that they're going to be treated to some really nice acoustics in there at Lyric Plots. So let's hear another song. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a song called You Only Enter the Graveyard.
All right, this is American Trappist here on WDIY.
Nothing changes, it never will. World we know is often still so much. I wake to find myself alive. The earth is shifting, so they say, and something's missing most every day. So much I know. The truth of my desire, still I come down just for a moment. Forget the space between myself and those who've known it. The belly tolls, but not for me. Nothing I've ever done will echo in eternity. It's time to be whatever you wanted to be. is ever gonna fill your cup the way you thought that maybe someone someday should. So you walk around, mouth open wide, you eat your lover till you're satisfied. And who am I to claim I never understood? I settle down just for a moment, forget your life in any way you've ever known it. The belly told, but not for you. Or to be everything in anything you ever do. If not for this, should I not long to die? To be myself before I say goodnight.
American Trappist is live in the WDIY studios. We're talking with Joe Michelini, the man behind American Trappist. Tell me about who you look up to when you were learning guitar. Who's your inspiration?
Well, I'm a piano player, and I grew up on classical music and a lot of church music. I started playing guitar because I wanted to be mobile, essentially, you know, and be able to play my songs out. But, I mean, a lot of different stuff. I recently kind of had to take inventory. I'm turning 30 next month, and I started to ask that question. I was like, when did I get into music, and when did I get into rock music? Because American Trappist, when we're playing with the band, is a rock band, and it's the first rock band that I've ever been in. And so I was thinking about that, you know. And I think my introduction to rock music was this band Cursive. Do you remember Cursive? They were a Saddle Creek band. And hearing Cursive for the first time and hearing really dissonant, ugly rock music and how it could create so much tension and then resolve, and being interested in that, and through Cursive finding Modest Mouse, and through Modest Mouse finding, you know, Bright Eyes and the Conor Oberst catalog. Becoming interested in that. But my parents didn't listen to a lot of classic rock, so I didn't get into Bruce Springsteen or anything until later in my 20s.
Okay. So. That was a later discovery for you?
Yeah. After 25, I got into Bruce.
Okay. Well, we should mention American Trappist is playing tonight at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots at 9 o'clock, and it'll just be Joe here solo, as you're hearing him now. American Trappist, I guess, operates in a few different configurations. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the new album. You have a new album coming out on August 25th.
Yes, we have a record coming out on August 25th called Tentón de Vía, and we'll play a show in Philly to celebrate the release of that record. It's 9 songs long, and I didn't record it. I recorded our first record, but I did not record this record. And that was a really nice experience, you know, to be able to make some decisions, but really worry about someone else getting guitar tones and good vocal tones and stuff like that. But before this, all the records I did with my last band and the record before this one, the first American Trappist record, are pretty long, like 12 to 13 songs. Mm-hmm. And I became interested in a shorter format, you know, 30-something minutes, interested in what I could say and how I could say it, and not necessarily like cutting the fat from a longer record, but just kind of focusing on it as a different format, as a different medium, you know, something that's in between a long EP and a very short record. Like I said, I got into Bruce later in my 20s, and when I started working on this record, I really wanted to write Born in the USA. I love that record. And I know that that's not the most popular Bruce record, but it's just where I'm at in my journey with him, and I love that record. But, you know, I started down that road and just ended up working on a lot of different types of songs with a lot of different influences. I'm really interested in the new bands that Saddle Creek has been signing, like Sam Evian and Big Thief and the Big Thief family, you know, the the bands related to them and the two songwriters in that band. So that influenced me as well. And I mean, ultimately, it's a pretty strange rock record. It goes a lot of different places in 30-something minutes. But, you know, I've only practiced being myself over the years. And if I tried to do anything else, it wouldn't be genuine, and I feel like maybe it would be a disservice to anyone who's listened to anything that I've put out so far.
And for listeners' expectations, is it full band as opposed to just the acoustic guitar?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There are full band arrangements of every song and horns and all kinds of fun stuff. Everyone we could find in Philly.
All right. Well, American Trappist is here in a little different format than the record. Joe Michelini is performing as American Trappist tonight at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots at 9 o'clock as part of Music Fest. It's another free show in Music Fest. Joe, let's hear one more song before you go. What would you like to play?
I'm going to play Getting Even off our new record.
All right. This is American Trappist live on WDIY.
Driving around with my friends, picking up drugs. I miss the smell of the ocean. Didn't think I would. Now when I feel a little reckless, I keep it to myself. So long I thought I couldn't help it, I wonder if I will. Cause I don't wanna pull the rug out, baby, just when you're feeling good. But I don't know how to calm down lately. I do not trust myself. Yeah, I wish I could. Driving around with my friends, talking about love, and I no longer feel innocent, but I don't wish I was. Is there anybody out there who can hear me now? Think I should get a little paid help, but I don't know how. And I don't wanna pull the rug out, baby, just when you're feeling good. But I don't know how to calm down lately. I do not love myself. Yeah, I wish I could. Getting even for the last time, I really hope it is. Hard to answer for a lifetime of learning how to live. About letting go. But if I'm ever headed back there, I swear I'll let you know. Cause I don't wanna pull the rug out, baby, just when you're feeling good. But I don't know how to calm down lately. I do not love myself. Yeah, I know I should.
American Trappist live in the studio here on WDIY. American Trappist performs tonight at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots at 9 o'clock as part of Music Fest. And we were talking with Joe Michelini, the man behind American Trappist. Joe, thank you so much for appearing.
Thanks for having me, Seamus.
Where can people go to find more information about American Trappist?
They can go to amtrap.com. It's amtrappe.com.
All right. And like I said, 9 o'clock tonight, Martin Guitar Lyric Plots. Joe, good luck at the show.
Thanks so much.
Stay tuned to WDIY for the remainder of the week. We're going to have more Music Fest features. Tomorrow on The Blend at 2 o'clock, we welcome the blues trio Callow in for a live interview and performance. So tune in to WDIY tomorrow at 2 o'clock for more Music Fest features. I'm Seamus McGrogan.